Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, Scotty doing the production, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this: iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. And, you know, all you got to do is go to the site, /talk, go live, and we are right there. And even if, you know, you got something that's on your mind from previous days, let's see if he covered it on the show. Well, guess what? Probably did. So you can go into the archives as well and go check it out. So it's not so bad. If you had to be traveling already, and, you know, at this time of day, most of you are moving around somewhere, somehow, somewhere, someplace. Well, Sirius Satellite Radio or Terrestrial Radio, if you're in one of the cities that we are affiliated with, which there's quite a few of them, and as a matter of fact, too few to mention. But most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. I kind of missed it when we were talking yesterday a little bit, but really important to this show and really important to the network. The Jefe started this relationship a long time ago. He made trips to Iraq, you know, when the troops were significantly involved over there. They're still involved, but, you know, significantly involved. Continues on to Army and Navy. Tittle and I got to go this year, which was a hell of a lot of fun. First time we ever met. We had a good time. And, you know, these guys and girls, man, they run towards it while we run away from it. And when it comes right down to it, they're protecting our six each and every day. So you're out there today, you know, you're grabbing that morning cup of coffee, whatever the circumstances are. You see somebody, you know, you thank them. Buy them a cup of coffee. Be on your way. We're going to run our way to a commercial right now. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Third down and five. It's a direct snap to Perry. He cuts against the grain to the far right, and he has a surge into the secondary, slashing down to the 45, the 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Leaves Army in his wake. He cuts into the heart of the end zone for a Navy touchdown. Malcolm Perry counters and surges 69 yards. Navy on top, 9-7, 11:28 to go in the second quarter.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Scott Cuddy doing a production. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. And if it is, we'd love to hear your comments as well. And, you know, look, there's always action, shall we say, in the National Football League. And today was no exception, or yesterday, actually. And, you know, you can't keep a team together forever. And what we're witnessing right now is the dissolving of the Seattle Seahawks, and more than likely, within a year or two, Pete Carroll stepping aside. They kept this team in contention for a long time. He made the bold decision to go with an undersized rookie quarterback in Russell Wilson instead of the high-priced free agent that they signed, and it paid off with multiple trips to the playoffs, a Super Bowl victory. They blew a second Super Bowl victory. And ever since they lost to New England 2 years ago, it's been bad. And it's been a downhill slide. I expected them to get back this year, but the window closed a little quicker than I anticipated. And they're starting to dismantle the team. And the first big move that they made was trading Michael Bennett to the now defending world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. I'll tell you, and nothing's official for another couple of days, but Philadelphia gets Bennett and Seattle's seventh-round pick, and Philly sends back a fifth-round selection and wideout Marcus Johnson. Pretty good trade for Philadelphia. Additional depth. Marcus Johnson is okay. He's a second-year guy. He gives them a little depth out in Seattle. He was on their practice squad for most of the year. Ended up having 5 receptions for 45 yards. Nothing to write home about. But you know, you never know. He may be one of those guys who developed. So they got a little something back anyway. But the reality is that it in giving up Bennett, they give up a big-time player, a leader, and a guy that has been part of the Legion of Boom. And, you know, when you have a lot of people that you got to pay, and you have a lot of people that are coming up with contracts that are going to have to be paid, somebody's got to go. And we've now got that situation where it's starting to happen, and it's happening with Seattle, and they're going to try to rebuild on the fly. And we'll see whether or not it can happen. I mean, he's 32 years of age. They're going to end up saving $5.2 million in 2018. Philly's over the cap, so they're going to have to make some moves. And they may even make a move by moving on from Bennett as just part of the procedure. It's entirely possible. I think he still has something left in the tank, but, you know, he's got 3 years left on that deal, and I don't see him surviving. He adds depth to their defensive line rotation, fits well in the scheme, still is producing. You know, it like I said, it's tough to watch them go as you're going, but, you know, here's a guy 10 years in the league now. 8.5 sacks last year. So they're happy to get him. And like I said, he's still producing. When it ends, and for a lot of defensive linemen, it ends very quickly. That remains to be seen. But, you know, again, you're getting to that point with Seattle where it's starting to tamp down. And like I said, Philadelphia, this is no easy decision for them, too, because they're going to have to get some guys off that Super Bowl team that it's a distinct possibility and ain't going to be back. Brent Celek comes immediately to mind. Torrey Smith is another one. You know, Bennett's still up there. And he's a man who speaks his mind. He goes out of his way sometimes to create a little bit of controversy. But, you know, we'll see. And it's a pretty bold move. And it comes on the heels of Richard Sherman saying that he doesn't expect to play for Seattle in 2018 as well. Sherman injured, more than likely going to be released in the next couple of days. They could trade him. They could downsize his salary, but I don't know that's going to happen. The only thing is if there's really no market for him, which is a distinct possibility, he could end up coming back. But it would have to be at a significantly lower salary. You know? We'll see. Like I said, he was hurt. He's 29. He should have something left in the tank. But the dismantling has begun. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. I would not. Let's put it this way: if I'm a Seahawk fan, I am not particularly optimistic about coming on. I mean, you know, you look. Kem Chancellor has a neck injury. Cliff Avril has a neck injury. You know, these guys are getting old. They're all getting paid. I don't know. We'll see. But Legion of Boom on its way out. And as I said, you know, Pete Carroll, who is now, I believe, the oldest coach in the NFL. I think he's actually a year older than Belichick. I think sooner rather than later, he's going to be hanging it up too. I mean, there'll always be a position for him in the front office. But, you know, just based on what he's done for the organization. But there's a real possibility that he'll be out, I would think, more than likely after next year. Maybe I'm being a little fast on that, but I don't see him really lasting more than another year or two with that organization. So we'll see how it plays out. If you want to chime in, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, Russell Wilson is now the leader of the team, and it's always been a weird dynamic in Seattle in that Wilson and the offense always followed the lead of the defense. The Legion of Boom led the way. It led him to the playoffs. It led him to the Super Bowl. It led him to a win in the Super Bowl. It's now Russell Wilson's team. It has to be. They have no choice. And as they go forward, and he continues to evolve as a quarterback, because he is one of the best quarterbacks in football, what direction his team ends up taking as far as success is a very big question mark. Let's step aside right here. When we come back, more National Football League here in the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Well, you're not.
First down and 10 at the 11. Davis lines up to the right of Wilson in the shotgun. Wilson along the left hash, moving it from right to left. Gets the shotgun snap. Has time. Throws for the end zone for Jimmy Graham. It is caught. Gets his feet down in the left front corner of the end zone for 6. And a 9-0 lead on the 11-yard strike from Russell Wilson to Jimmy Graham. His 9th touchdown catch of the year.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack Black. You, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's totally telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA is the place that you're listening to it, at Bob Black 71 at sportsbyline.com. The Rams are trying to get in front of this. I have to give Les Snead a lot of credit. They're going to have to be paying people in a not-too-distant future either. And not the least of which is Jared Goff is going to get a massive deal when his time is up in 3 years. But they're getting a little proactive. They have a very good defense. They lessened it a little bit by trading Alec Ogletree to the New York Giants for a 2018 fourth-round and sixth-round pick. So this is costing the Giants this year. They're going to do all their heavy lifting up front. And perhaps by trading out of the number two pick, depending on how it goes down, they're setting up a little bit of a preemptive strike. As I said, be careful, because if Saquon Barkley goes early, Giants are going to have a tough decision. Do they grab one of the quarterbacks? They're going to work them all out. Or do they make the big trade with one of the other teams in order to recoup those draft picks? But Dave Gettleman makes his first big deal, and he gets players at a position that has been devalued by the Giants, and at his linebacker position. Ogletree is fast. He's good sized. He's under wraps, signed a 4-year, $42 million extension back in October, which will take him to age 30. It's good. It's a real good deal. And they've been shopping him. Rams offered Ogletree to the Chiefs as part of the Peters deal that they made, but they declined. As you know, they recently dealt Robert Quinn, the Mighty Quinn, to the Miami Dolphins. And it's going to be interesting. And the way his salary breaks down, Ogletree has $7 million guaranteed roster bonus due next week. Giants are going to pay that. $3 million base, $6 million roster bonus in 2019 that will be fully guaranteed next week. So this is a pretty hefty commitment. Now, they're switching to a 3-4 defense, kind of a hybrid on the fly with their new defensive coordinator. And this is the first step in that direction. They got Snacks Harrison in the middle. They got their defensive ends. And, you know, like I said, they've been playing a base 4-3 for a long, long time. It's going to be Olivier Vernon, Snacks and Jay Bromley in the middle, and Jason Pierre-Paul on the other side with Kerry Wynn. Their linebacker court is nothing to write home about. You know, it just got a significant upgrade. I mean, B.J. Goodson is going to play inside with Ogletree. That's their best setup. And he earned his way into the job, B.J. Goodson, but he's not guaranteed anything. Casillas is on the outside, Jonathan Casillas. 10 years in the league now. If they can replace him, they're going to try to replace him. And then on the outside, their strong side linebacker, Devin Kennard. Again, young, 6'4", 256. He can run. But, you know, none of those guys are guaranteed jobs, really, I think, except Goodson. And it's going to be real interesting to see how this plays out, because they're in the middle of trying to switch defenses. They got the number two overall pick. They're trying to get it right. They got an aging quarterback. There's a lot going on here. And we'll see. We'll see. But big move by Gettleman, big commitment with two draft picks this year and a very deep draft. So they better hope. They better hope that this plays out. First big commitment from Gettleman. Gettleman knows talent, and Ogletree is talented. So we'll see. We'll see. Jerry Jones. In theory, this is not a fine. In reality, it is. Jerry is paying a couple of million dollars to the National Football League, as first reported by the New York Times. And it was designed, or described by the Times, I should say, as a fine. The NFL and Jerry are describing it as legal fees. And it's all in connection to the Ezekiel Elliott suspension. In reality, it's payback for Jerry being the fly in the ointment, the monkey in the wrench, you know, the turd in the punch bowl when it came to Roger Goodell getting his extension. They've done it relatively quietly, other than the fact that somebody found out. But an NFL spokesman spoke to Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network and said that the matter between Jones and the league has been resolved to the satisfaction of all parties after Jones attended a hearing in front of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and the league finance committee in West Palm Beach, Florida. So what happened was, during the recent owner meetings, the more recent owner meetings, they made the decision to fine him. Times got wind of it. And the story broke. It was all going to be done behind closed doors. And what ended up happening was, after it broke, they got Jerry down there. The finance committee was there and involved. And to me, that's the key, is that they were in the room backing up Roger Goodell. That had to be a really unpleasant conversation for Jerry Jones. Because when he walked in the room, it wasn't just the commissioner where they could go one-on-one. And the other owners, and I don't know who's on the finance committee, truthfully, I don't care. You know, but depending on where it was and how contentious it was, because they didn't really break anything out that said there was any yelling, screaming, I'm not going to pay this, I'm going to fight it even further. They went to a so-called hearing. They all sat around. They got room service. They had meals and a couple of cocktails. And they basically just said, Jerry, write the damn check. But the fact that the other owners, or some of the other owners, were in the room with Goodell spoke to what I was talking about last week when we first brought this up. And what that was that these things should be done quietly. These things should be done behind closed doors. These things should be done in a way that at least makes it ego-saving to a certain point. It wasn't done that way. The fact that it got out made Jerry look bad. It also means that somebody within the NFL offices that they let it go and open their mouth. And, you know, this is not what you want to have happen in your league. It's a bad look all the way around. And for a league that specializes in bad looks, this just adds to the total. So, It's bad. It's ugly. It's going to be a big check that gets written. And so much for that. I don't know what else to say, to be perfectly honest. It's not what you want. Now, will there be peace on earth between the two boys? Probably not. But that's the way it's going to play out, at least for the short term. Other NFL news, Antonio Brown, in looking to make it a little bit easier for the Pittsburgh Steelers, restructured his deal. And in doing so, made it a little bit easier for the Pittsburgh Steelers to maybe sign Le'Veon Bell. It frees up $9.7 million of space. And Brown still has money coming to him. It's just going to come in one lump. And it's a signing bonus. Teams do this stuff all the time. Now, we all know what Bell's looking for. He wants 14. Don't know that it's going to happen. He's going to get 14 on the tag, but he wants to be the highest paid guy in football. He wants 15, actually. I misspoke, but I don't think so. Let's step aside right here as we head to the exits. We'll pay some bills with the commercials. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here on the attack.
Second and four. They spot it at the 8. Working out of the pistol. Take the handoff. Prescott fires. End zone. Hauled in by Witten. Touchdown, Cowboys.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor. That's Jalen Gates again. Gates going around Langford, getting to the rim. Jalen Gates. A lob on the other end, and oh my goodness, Miles Bridges climbing the ladder and climbing a Husky to get to the rim. Everybody.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Black. You know, another little bit of news on the same day that Michael Bennett gets traded. Marcellus Bennett gets released by the New England Patriots. And, he's a very talented dude. He really is. He's a very odd human being, but he's a very talented guy. He's smart. People at this point are really questioning his dedication to football. He said he wants to play. It's not going to be with New England. He's 31 years old. He had a bad year last year. He was with Green Bay. They expected big things out of him. He was going to be another weapon for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron obviously getting hurt. It didn't work out. He just had 24 catches for 233 yards in his seven games. It's a $6.2 million salary cap hit. This is just too much. You know, he gets an early pass in a free agency, and maybe they end up re-signing him, but not at the numbers that he's getting at 31 years of age. There's a lot of really good tight ends in the league. He's going to have to find somebody that really needs one and is willing to give it up. I don't know that that's going to be the case. When Bennett has the ball and he's rambling, he's one of those guys that really makes a difference. But, again, the production hasn't been there over this past year. He had good production at the year in Chicago, but he badmouthed the organization on the way out the door. That was an organization that was turning everybody over anyway, starting with the coach, so there was no space for him. And, again, we'll see. But he got cut the same day his brother got traded. Allen Robinson's heading to free agency. In hindsight, when we started talking about tagging, I actually thought that this was going to happen, and I was a little surprised that it didn't. I thought he was going to get tagged, and he decided not to. And I guess in hindsight, it's totally understandable. He's rehabbing his ACL, and he was lucky enough, if you want to call it lucky, that it happened only one game into the season. And so they were able to deal with that. He's well along in his rehab. Chances are pretty good he's going to be ready for camp. But camp's not going to be with the Jaguars, and they decided not to franchise tag him. He's a very talented guy. He's been an underachiever throughout his career, but they were willing to put a tag on him. I guess what they're going to look to do is, because he would have averaged right around $16 million had they put the tag on him. But unfortunately for him, they weren't able to do it. The problem is that now he hits the market, and no matter where he ends up going, and even if he ends up back with Jacksonville, who does have cap room, it's going to be show me. It's going to be show me. The article on the NFL Network, I don't think it could be any more wrong. And Kevin Patera is a pretty good writer, but I think he got it wrong this time. You know, they're talking about some team that needs a receiver is going to lure him away with a long-term deal. No. Nope. There's a lot of teams that need receivers. Redskins need a receiver. Niners need a receiver. Chicago certainly needs receivers. Cleveland could use another receiver. They're all bottom feeders. They all have cap room. Well, San Francisco doesn't. But they're not going to sign him to a long-term deal. He's got to get on the field show that he can take hits. And maybe someone will give him a deal. We'll see. But nope. I don't think so. And how that plays with Jacksonville remains to be seen, because I think they're doing it the right way. You know, they've decided that they need to take their time with him. If he, you know, they basically said to him, go out in the market. If the market bears fruit for you, okay. Okay. Do it to it. But if it doesn't, well, we'll talk about bringing you back. That's all. So we'll see. To the NCAAs and conference tournament time. Some interesting games. Oregon State keeping themselves alive in the Pac-12 tournament. 69-66 over Washington. Washington's probably going to get in with 20 wins. We'll see. You know, they're a bubble team. Oregon State 16-15. They got to win out in order to do it, but they kept their hopes alive going forward. Oklahoma State beat OU today, and or yesterday, I should say. They're firmly on the bubble now. If anybody's out, because Joe Lunardi had Oklahoma State as one of the first four out, I don't see it personally. They beat Kansas twice. They get them again. But they beat Oklahoma handily in this basketball game, 71-60. They had them 39-28 at halftime and just played it even. McGriff off the bench. I'm sorry, they're actually starting him now. 18 points. Jeffrey Carroll, 13 points. Trey Young had 22 points, but it was on 7 of 21 shooting. Oklahoma's not playing good ball at all. Now, Oklahoma State goes to 19-13. If they can beat Kansas again and then lose in the following game in the semis, you know, they got to get in. They got to get in. Now, Mike Boynton got asked afterwards. He was like, you know, he gave the stock answer. I can only control what I can control. Cowboys were seeded 8th, Oklahoma 9th on the tiebreakers. Like I said, Cameron McGriff with 18 points. Since they moved him into the starting lineup, he's been playing really good ball. Oklahoma State swept the Jayhawks during the regular season. Beat them in Stillwater, beat them in Kansas. First time they beat them in Kansas in, I don't know, 20-something years. Lon Kruger's team, I don't see him getting in. Not at 18-13. And a State should happen to pull the trifecta against Kansas. They have to go in. They have to go in. And it's funny. This is where having the marquee player makes a difference. And I don't care what they say. You know, I don't care what they say. When you're in that kind of situation, and you got a guy like Trey Young on your roster, they're going to give you the tilt a little easier than it will to another team without the marquee names. So we'll see. I mean, 11-point victory is pretty damn convincing. Yeah, you know, I don't lie. I got a built-in prejudice. Believe me, I get it. People are aware of it. I ain't going to lie to you. I swear I won't. Arizona State had their chances hurt. Colorado at 17-14, 97-85. Pretty damn convincing. Michael Wright, the fourth, 20 points, 8 boards, 11 assists. There's a player nobody knows about. No joke. He can play, and he can play a lot. Good ball player. Arizona State firmly on the bubble. We'll see. I mean, obviously, bigger conference. How much love does the 10 Pac-12 get? That remains to be seen. And I said Michael Wright. It's McKinley Wright. He's a little undersized, but he really dishes the ball, averages 15 a game. Darn good ball player. Like I said, nobody knows about him. So it happens when you play out west sometimes. Other scores, and I'm just surfing around here, putting them out. Boston College having a nice run in the tournament so far. They beat the Wolfpack of North Carolina State, who's going to get in. But Boston College goes to 19-14 and beat them 91-87. Not bad. Not bad at all. Cuse is getting smoked. 20-12. They're going to be 20-13. They're not going to make the tournament. They shouldn't make the tournament. Texas keeping their hopes alive. They go to 19-13 as well. They beat Iowa State. 68-64. That's a weird team. Shaka's going to start feeling some heat, sports fans. I'm telling you. He's going to start feeling some heat down there if they don't get in. It's Texas. They don't have patience. All right, as we start to get up against it here, what do we got? What else we got? So many games to choose from. Yeah, St. John's beat Georgetown 88-77, Mulligan's Ewing. Keeping their hopes alive. St. John's had good wins this year, but they've got to win the tournament in order to get through it. All right, why don't we hit the brakes right here? And when we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the attack. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
St. John's 1-9 from the 3-point.
What a jam by Simon.
And what a nice buck by Owens. And the big thing.
Simon.
All of a sudden,
where's Sherman Dougie?
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Osier misses a three. Comes the Porter. And the Cougars are going to be dancing for the first time since 1999. Charleston is going to the NCAA tournament.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. One story, and I got to be honest about it. I've been looking for nice stories. There are some tough stories every single day. But this is a nice story. Ichiro Suzuki, he's going back to Seattle. And that's pretty cool. It's going to be a one-year deal, and he's going to finish where he started, where he won MVP and Rookie of the Year in his first year. Ichiro's going to the Hall of Fame. He just is. And anybody that doesn't think so is a fool. Well, you know, so much of his career happened in Japan. He had 3,000 hits in America, Jack. You know, even Pete Rose acknowledges that this guy is one of the pure hitters ever. And he was. In his prime, had he wanted to hit for power, he could have. He was that good. There are very few players that I've ever seen with the bat control of Ichiro Suzuki. Rose obviously was one of them. And I always said this about Derek Jeter. When I listen to people that say, you know, Jeter was overrated, they haven't the slightest idea what he was talking about, what they were talking about. And Ichiro falls into that same category. People who think he wasn't a great player don't know or appreciate the subtleties of baseball. And I'll make the comparison in that Jeter, I always felt if he wasn't hitting at the top of the order or number two in the order, would have been a perfect number three hitter. He wasn't a massive home run hitter, but I guarantee you he would have given you 25 to 30 each and every year. Wasn't what they needed out of him, so he didn't do it. It was the same thing with Ichiro. Hit at the top of the lineup, get on, steal bases, play great defense, and hit for a really high average. That's what he did. So the story's going to come full circle. He's going to wrap it up in Seattle. And he's going to get some playing time, too, because they need him. What we need to do right now is step aside. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the news at the top of the hour. And we'll be back to talk to you at some future time. Enjoy it, everybody.